right? Okay. Burn.
Who cares, man? We don't need to spell shit, right?
You're right. I like your attitude.
No one reads shit anymore.
Ah ha 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 ha. There we go.
Double timing.
Everybody, welcome. It's the real thing.
Double timing. What is this delicious track we're listening to?
It's a Sober Junkie track.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's instrumental because I'm an insider like that. So he's going to be on later, ideally. And if not, we'll take a hand puppet and pretend it's him.
Yeah.
And then, like, snuggle it. So.
It's my favorite hobby.
Greasy Conversation, the show, the talk show, the talking part, the talking version, number 17. We've got Mallow Jones. We've got me, Waz. Crazy J's hopping in here for a minute, because why not? Hey there.
Why not?
Holla. Why not? Why not indeed? And then you guys have a show too. Holler about it like loudly. We've got some other studio guests that also have a show.
Viva Scott Radio.
Viva Scott Radio.
Yeah,
yo.
It's a good idea to hop in. Come on, more, because you can be in the visual part too. Oh, yeah. It's a fisheye lens. So if you get, want to get more on top of Jay's head, you want to get over his shoulders.
I'm about to, yeah.
I won't stop you. Get funded.
Look at that.
Yeah, just steal all the mics.
What's up, gang?
There you go. Okay, so your show and then ska and stuff. What's it called?
Viva Ska Radio.
Yeah.
We'll be on Tuesday nights here from 9 to 11.
Yeah.
So we're on the station. We're new, bitches.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome them with your hearts.
Welcome to more pirates.
Yeah. Our station is pirate-esque.
We're pirate ratio.
Pirate-esque or pirate ass.
So what you're going to do is you're going to find their show and you're going to get all of your electronic devices in your home that are capable of playing it and just get them all going at the same time. Put them on for your pets. Put some on in other rooms. Start broadcasts in other people's houses that you know. And just make all the numbers go up regardless of how much you legitimately pay attention. So that's what we really care about. So
yeah.
Help us out with that.
No one cares about you.
It's all about numbers.
I mean, I'm sure someone cares about you, but they'll never admit it. So you might as well just get on with your life.
Points. Whoever gets the most when they die wins.
It's true.
That's the deal.
That's all we care about.
So who knows what this sound means? Wait for it. Wheels.
Someone's going on trial in space. So yeah. Is it like Law and Order in space court?
Going to the clink.
Space clink.
Law
bitches.
And Order, yeah. LBTQ. The pirate version.
Pirates?
What do we.
Because. Never mind. Yeah, that was just low hanging fruit. Okay, you guys, we're going to spin a wheel. We're going to figure out what the wheel tells us to do. I'm just making sure that the video time here is going on.
He's
going to
pull up Barstool.
For reals.
Yeah.
Pull up your Barstool.
I bet you would.
It's getting nice and cuddly.
That's cuddly. Wait for it. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's real.
Just
making sure.
All right, let's do it.
Let's spin that.
Yeah.
Okay. So first we spin the wheel of wheels to determine which wheel we spin. And it's fallen upon write a movie, of course.
All right. We
regularly are called upon to make a movie in the beginning. And what's going to happen in this movie is we're going to make a lot of money. So first we'll start with the setting.
I'm spinning.
We're going to spin the setting wheel. And it is telling us airport, which is also a respin.
All right.
I mean, I can go for another airport involved.
Yeah, like an airport inside an airport. It's just like a slightly smaller airport inside the main airport. I like that.
It almost gave us zoo again, but I'm not doing another airport zoo.
Yeah.
So that's respinning.
All right, we have to veto that. So we're gonna try to write the next blockbuster here.
Yeah, eventually. This is getting
eventually. You gotta, you know.
Texas
airport.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are the best airports.
I want another setting. I'm not satisfied.
They're so large.
One more. Wait for it.
Cows roaming around. cows checking tickets.
Flying cows.
Flying cows, cow planes.
Yeah. Cow planes.
Yeah. They probably have those. I'm sure like some airline in Texas has...
Cow-shaped
plane? I hope so.
Dude.
Cislunar.
Cislunar?
Cislunar. Do you guys know what that means? It taking place in between the Earth and the Moon.
Yes.
Our inevitable cislunar economy.
Also in Texas and an airport. Yeah. So is the airport like in between here and the Moon? And we're going to Texas? Let's find out. Yeah. All right.
Space airport. I mean, you know.
Space Texas
airport. If we're calling them spaceships and there's no water, we can call them space airports. Space cows also available. All right, now female lead.
Space granging.
Come on, Betty White.
I think she's on here.
Yeah, probably.
I would so do Betty White.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Right?
Missy Elliott.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. So
that
female lead.
Is she
fat Missy Elliott or skinny?
The new one.
In between.
Both.
It's a velt.
She's in between, like the airport is between
well,
the
no.
Earth.
I mean, isn't everyone in between? She's both because the new one summoned the old one with rituals. Black magic. That's
beep,
in the
beep.
Movie now.
Who's got the keys to the Jeep? All right.
Every time.
On male lead. Howard Stern.
Howard, I actually don't think we've ever had a movie with Howard Stern yet.
Right? So right. Howard
I'm
Stern's
excited.
Our male lead.
All right, cool.
Howard Stern and Missy Miss Elliott.
Yeah. Okay, you guys have a special treat.
What about Baba Booey?
Yeah, he's of course he's in there.
You have a special treat ahead of you because we're about to spin Will Smith, the wheel that determines which Will Smith is in the movie. And it's Suicide Squad Will Smith.
Yeah. Fuck, that's my favorite Will Smith.
The most hardcore.
Man, and he's the one that like tells you what the movie's all about all the time.
Yep.
Like, oh, is this movie about what this movie is called?
Oh, man. I wouldn't know what's going on otherwise.
Right. Yeah. What would we do without Will Smith?
Now, the funnest wheel.
Except for he was very wrong on Hancock.
Hancock Will Smith's on here. And that's one of my favorite ones.
No, but what if he's like
I
suicide?
I thought that was a porn when it came out. I'm like, Hancock.
Yeah. Hancock. Will Smith starring in Hancock.
Right.
Oh. It wasn't
like, hey,
well
wait.
Marketed.
No. I show up like, this isn't what I was here for.
Right.
Come on.
No, superhero. Okay. Buddy cop.
Buddy cop.
I spun the plot wheel. Sorry, just now to let you guys in it. One of our plots is Buddy Cop. The All other right. plot, because I spun it again, because I'm on top of this now, Action Adventure.
All right, let's just do another one, man. That's kind of, that's not enough plots.
Nah, this is not enough plots. Hold on. Wait for it.
And then we got to recap
I've
everything.
I've seen Suicide Squad Will Smith hanging out with Howard Stern in a Buddy Cop movie.
Right? So that's part of it. I got superhero too, but I think that's kind of a given.
No, right? let's go with it. Yeah, we can roll
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, Fart Man. What are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You guys. So,
Howard Stern is Fart Man.
I forgot about that. That was a thing.
I'm pretty sure he tries to forget about that.
I got Wildlife Documentary.
Oh, man. All right.
Wow.
Accept the challenge.
Oh, all right.
Do we get to pick the narrator? Because it's got to be Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's in it. I talked with him. He already said
yeah,
he wanted to be in the next thing.
He was like, let me know. Let me know when you guys do a wildlife documentary because I'm in on that.
Like, I don't care what you do next. You're going to be, I want to be in it is what Morgan told us. Good old Morgie.
It's true. So we got a buddy cop / action adventure / wildlife documentary.
/ superhero.
/ superhero taking place
somewhere
in an airport.
Between the moon.
Yeah.
In Texas, in between Earth and the Moon. I guess Texas is now just flying out there, which is cool. I mean, good
we've removed a significant chunk of Texas and put it in between the Earth
we're
and
really
the Moon.
We're really happy about
Boston
that.
Weird.
There's an airport there.
Everything's bigger here.
Right?
Of course.
Except my penis.
Hashtag, hashtag Austin
big
Weird.
Yeah, I have to.
Big planes were compensating for something.
I have to repeat for the microphone, keep Austin weird. Of course, Austin is what's going to be specifically removed from Texas and put into space where it belongs.
Keep Austin
Steve Austin is ironically the mayor of it when it's in space. Yeah.
Steve Austin is like the owner or boss of Space Austin. You are now in Space Austin.
It's got to be. It's got to be like Austin Space King.
Well, Steve Austin was also the Bionic Man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Right.
Yeah.
Proper.
We'll build him bigger and better. Space he is Howard space Stern.
He is Space Austin.
I love it.
Yeah, he was like way thinner when he had the show, right? When he was like a robot, and then he was like a wrestler and got like all kinds of muscles.
No, I think that's different.
That's two different guys.
Two different Steve Austins.
You if guys, you're bionic, you don't need to get any muscles. You just kick right. ass skinny or fat.
Some people just don't overachieve.
There's like bionic man, and then there's Stone Cold Steve Austin, Cold Steve Austin. Who is the king
so what you're,
of Space Texas.
Space
Airport.
Texas.
So you're saying he's a...
Space Austin?
You're yeah. saying he's a 600-pound million-dollar man?
That'd be awesome. Yes.
So what conflict is befalling Space Texas that we need to
there's
overcome?
There's some kind of embargo or something against Space Texas for,
oh.
because Missy Elliott lives there.
How is she causing an embargo?
You know, the rest of the world isn't ready to hear what Missy has to say. That's all there is.
Chrysler Corporation, yeah. makers of the Jeep.
He doesn't want to hear music, period.
The Jeep to which she asked for which the keys are for it.
Yeah.
Chrysler Corporation is now
yeah, there's the only there's the only factory in the known universe that manufactures Chrysler Jeeps is on Space Austin.
Yeah, so Space Austin just had to deal with like some really bad space weather. The president showed up, just left paper towels, and that's it. So Space Austin is still like 20-25% without power,
right.
and a ton of durable medical goods and pharmaceuticals are manufactured there, leaving the Earth in peril. But they've hella got paper towels.
But we gotta have so we gotta have Howard Stern and Will Suicide Squad Will Smith be the buddy cops, I think, right? Because Stone Cold Steve Austin, who's now in the movie,
yeah, well he's the mayor,
is the king. Now he's got to be the king of space.
And Missy Misdemeanor Miss Elliott is the bad person. She's the evil.
Oh, like Training Day style?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, bad buddy cop. Oh, now we're getting juicy. All see right. how this escalates?
Right.
Every time the show, it starts a little sticky. It starts a little gummy. And then we fucking get past the monsters inside us. And we make we green light an adventure to entertain.
I would green light this now.
Yeah. We had it greenlit the moment we got Morgan Freeman in, for sure.
And
he was
space.
Like, I'll make sure.
Space.
As long
space
as it's in
King
space,
Steve
I will greenlight
Austin.
It. Space Steve Austin.
Morgan Freeman and dead Charlton Heston narrating the whole thing.
Oh, Robot Heston. Like, Hologram Heston.
Heston.
Credited as Hologram Heston.
You know, Hollow Heston?
Yeah.
Who are you, Hollow Heston? And you guys are in, you know, Space Austin.
Like, can we have Morgan Freeman narrating and Hollow Heston narrating, but, like, they keep stepping on each other's feet and, like, arguing and...
Hell yeah.
...interrupting each other.
And they're like,
that's the killer voice.
Like, yeah. Morgan Freeman keeps shooting Hologram Heston.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't do anything, he's just, like, expressing his anger.
I just want to hear Morgan Freeman annoyed. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's never, like, never happened.
Done it, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. Stand your
shit. He had to have been annoyed in one of those, like, Bible-y movies, right? Oh, one yeah. of the Ark ones. Like, more animals.
I've been to space. No animals in space, Austin. You know?
Oh man, that's part of the major issue, I think. That they're trying to film a wildlife documentary in space, Austin, where there's no wildlife.
Oh yeah.
These
so
damn guns don't work in space, Austin.
Damn apes!
Fuck it.
Give me more paper towel.
I need more cows.
All right.
Yeah. So I just remembered there has to be wildlife somehow.
Yeah, but there isn't any. So it's causing a whole controversy. That's where the investigation comes in. Because they're like, what's really going on? You're trying to film a wildlife documentary on MySpace, Austin. Yeah. All right, there's some funny business going on here. We got to send our best detectives on the case.
Yeah, King someone's Austin's, up to something.
King Austin's got to know what's going on in Space Austin.
This is a thin cover for whatever you're really up to.
Yeah, you guys are. There's some money laundering going on, maybe with a foreign space government.
So it's like one of those inside documentaries where someone's trying to reveal corruption, documentary style. But it's like the guys is it's a wildlife documentary.
Yeah, it goes. Like, it starts off that way, and then you bring in just some like guys who think they're in a movie. They're not really in a movie, though. It's a documentary.
Why do you keep filming government officials at this wildlife documentary?
Yeah, and it's weird because they're pretending to be cops. They're not really. They're just like, we're given a bunch of lines. But that's part of the investigation, right? The real cops told them it was a movie and gave them a bunch of lines so they could pretend to investigate for the cops.
You know, the cops are saying lines that just incriminate them. Like, oh, so my character looks like they've been embezzling, right? So I just bring up this embezzlement thing. And
can we just have Steve Austin as a space toll booth for people to enter Space Austin?
Oh, man. Yeah, and, that is fucking legit.
Beers, like.
Yeah, and then if someone like can't... like,
yeah, get a hell yeah!
They don't have like
you're allowed in, you know, some stupid shit.
Yeah,
like
they don't have like the proper
316, you know.
Yeah. They don't have their Austin passport, and he like smashes a beer on his head and then like whoops their ass and sends it back. And
you just got Stone Cold Stunner.
You guys, dude, that's all you need for the movie. That's like that's it.
That's 4 hours right there.
In
right?
space.
That's a trilogy.
No one can hear you. Hell yeah.
What are you talking about? That's a trilogy.
That's all you need, right? I mean, Steve Austin wins in the end, obviously.
So, like, the...
To be fair, when, like, Charlton Heston and Morgan Freeman speak, it takes up 45 minutes to say, like, four sentences. You know, it's like, man, we are going. You know, it's, like, so drawn out for them to explain anything.
When we get to that fourth movie, what normally takes, like, the movie where you have to have it in space, like, that's the one on Earth. It's suddenly, this time it's on Earth.
Oh, my God.
Right.
There's gravity.
Turns what do we
out,
do?
Turns out Earth is a total shithole.
He's all weak and everyone's in a wheelchair coming back to Earth, not used to gravity.
Right.
Just like the most wheelchairs in one movie ever. We have the new record.
I love it.
That would be awesome.
What's this gem? I mean, do we really need an ending yet, or are we just going to end on a cliffhanger? Like, what's the cliffhanger? Who's the mastermind?
Well, it's a trilogy, so we can end it like that.
All right, we need, like, Missy Elliott, like, gets away. In a little like space scooter.
Could she come back as Fat Miss
Alien? Yeah, yeah. She,
in the
she
sequel.
Actually, well, because the sequel is
a make her wear a fat suit.
It's a time travel suit.
By the time the sequel comes out, she won't need the suit.
She don't have no more money. She's
right?
broke.
Hey, she's a method actor.
She'll
right?
She'll be Aretha Franklin big.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Timbaland be a part of it?
She's like,
hell yeah.
I don't want to be in your movie anymore, guys.
No, so the sequel has Missy Elliott traveling back in time to getting her old self so they could team up. Then you get double Missy Elliott action. And Timbaland does the soundtrack, and he's in it.
Oh, man.
And the music is awful.
Can we make it like one of those Clumps movies where she plays like a ton of different characters? She yes. plays her own parents.
Hell yeah.
And the whole soundtrack is done by Skrillex.
Yeah. Yes!
Skrillex and Willie Nelson.
I Skrillex Willie Nelson.
You know,
Skrillex
Nelson.
Skrillex Nelson.
Skrillex Nelson.
Skrillex Nelson.
Dude.
Soundtrack by Skrillex Nelson.
What?
What's this? Man.
What? Skrillex Willie Nelson cover band. That'd be the best.
Oh, man.
Oh, Skrillex
Nelson. Skrillex Nelson.
This is Skrillex Nelson. Let's start that right now.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Copyright. 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 Copyright.
Yeah, yeah, copyright. We own this now.
as long as Keanu Reeves making an appearance, that would be good.
I'm making a Skrillex Willie Nelson mashup now. Watch out. What? It's a thing.
We're on the road again.
Oh, God.
What's this?
Be awesome. This woman screaming in it. Shut the door! I don't know. Women scream things in Skrillex songs, right? Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't know why
there's a knife! I don't know what they do.
Fred Durst were trying to be getting into it because it would be the biggest thing ever, and he would try to like, what up?
He needs a comeback, you know? We need to help our buddy Fred out.
Just running around going like, yeah! Yeah! Limp Bizkit! Yeah!
No, I think he just needs to pop him in the movie when anything like kind of shitty happens, and he's like, it's just one of those days.
Yeah.
One of those days, man.
Chugga, chugga.
You know, just running around.
Hell yeah, dude. What is
and
this?
And Willie going on the road again.
Fred Durst just breaks the fourth wall and just slides in the frame from below. just to narrate. Looks like it's one of those days. Drops out of frame. Next scene.
Hell yeah. That's the movie right there.
Willie Nelson.
No. And it's all an advertisement for a Skrilly Nelson album.
Yeah, the whole movie, that's the product placement all the time. It's like to
buy Skrilly Nelson.
Yeah. There's like billboards and bus stops.
Posters in the background.
It's on the soundtrack, but also like every character in the movie is always listening to Skrilly Nelson. Yeah. Like, oh man. It's a fucking masterpiece. What do we call this gem?
Skrilly Nelson.
Skrilly Nelson.
Subtitle, a new cislunar economy. Skrilly Nelson in the cislunar economy.
It's pretty brilliant.
Why isn't the word economy in more like...
movie titles?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking lame.
It's a super boring word.
Who cares? Everyone, you just like mention economy and everyone just like drops off.
It's like... Skrilly Nelson subtitle, economic. Oh, what's the town hall meeting?
That was old. Economic town hall conference.
Come see economic town hall meeting, the new Skrilly Nelson movie.
I love it.
Oh man,
I love that movie.
Maybe Skrillex dressed as Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson versus Skrillex.
Both at once, next to each other.
Long emo hair.
There's two of them.
Remember when that became like the haircut for all women?
That was like the Willie Nelson?
The new Willie Nelson.
It was like the headband. Yeah.
Headband.
His son. Headband and long braids.
Hell yeah.
Pippi Longstockings looking. Okay. So we greenlit it.
Oh yeah.
Something I feel
I already,
like
I already cashed my check, man.
I feel like we're gonna spin the wheel of wheels and we're gonna move on, but we're still gonna bump into some nuggets for this movie. I smell it. There's something here because we've got a whole trilogy to fill. I'm spinning the wheel of wheels. I love how that one was footsteps.
Suspense.
So we got the ESL game. Oh my god, you guys, the ESL game. Don't forget to grab a microphone when you play. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna spin the ESL wheel, which stands for English as a Second Language. So what you have to do is when we find out our topic, then you have to discuss it. We're going to discuss it as if English is not our first language. Or that we're talking to someone that we want to feel included in spite of their newness with English.
Yeah.
And this, why keep this? Is this just like proof that you are friends with magicians? This bent up fork? I try to eat things at your house, Jay, and all your forks and spoons are all bent up with all your magician friends.
Felix, he's a mind bender, and Mad Mike bent that. He taught him how to do it. So it's Mad Mike's fork, and if you touch it again, he's gonna poke your eye out.
Mike would understand. He I touch his things regularly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes it.
He often licks them as well.
I always think that's the worst thing about having a bunch of magician friends is all your forks and spoons are probably all bent up.
I have like two.
They bend your shit up though.
That's still enough.
Just mind benders.
Okay. The topic, the English is the second language topic, is seasons. So.
Seasons as in like.
Don't even.
Like
look
Halloween
at how it's
and stuff, or seasons like, hey, I'm going to put some.
That's
salt
the thing.
And
yeah.
Or I'm going to put some salt and pepper on.
We don't know.
Seasons.
It has to be both. No, it has to be. No, nah, you can't pick one. It's both.
It's both.
Both at once.
So it's like pumpkin spice on Halloween?
Yeah. I was going to say pumpkin spice. Spice Thunder Thief.
Pumpkin Spice Eggnog.
Always stealing my...
Sponsored by Skrilly Nelson.
Always stealing my Spice Thunder, Jay. Nah, so like... Sometimes your... below your arm smells bad because things grow there. So you get deodorant that smells like your girlfriend's father because she likes that. So Old Spice... is usually the best way. Seasons.
Isn't Old Spice married to Beckham?
Beckham?
Damn.
I
that's
totally
my favorite
don't
spice,
get it.
Though.
Posh Spice.
Oh.
Posh Spice. I thought she was like the slut spice. She was like the
right?
Whore one.
Yeah, what's wrong with
like
that?
Spice. She was like whore spice.
Nothing's wrong with that. I mean,
what do you want, whore spice?
Yeah.
You guys, you're embarrassing Britain. So let's talk about seasons.
Are they like constantly embarrassed? All right. I'll try to
sorry,
go.
Sorry, terribly sorry.
Seasons.
Got my tidbits in
a pouch. Sometimes when it's dark out for longer, you want to kill yourself more. Only this happens all the time. Seasons.
What?
Yeah, it's a conversation. See, you did it perfect. Good job.
Yeah. Or really just like a sense. You know, it doesn't matter.
Right?
Who
just
cares?
Discuss it as if we're not super good at English. I understood him perfectly.
Right.
So, okay, grab a mic. Do it. Let's do it. Seasons. Seasons party. And then believe in yourself.
Put that depression. Put that depression on your food.
Yeah.
If your food is a gun. And eat it.
I like chicken and monkey butts on a Rainbow Bright cereal. And pizza, cereal, stuff, seasons.
Now, right. Monkey butts is a seasoning, isn't it? Isn't that what turmeric is?
Yeah, totally. That's a good name for turmeric.
That's why there's not like a bunch of monkeys in India.
I heard that, yeah.
Because they eat them. Butts. Yeah.
That's true.
Because what you do is you kill the leader, then the other ones leave you alone.
Yeah. Well, they you can actually hire them after that.
Yeah, you can hire the other ones if you kill the leader, and it's so much cheaper than hiring humans.
Yeah, it really is.
Remember the salmonella bacteria, how scientists were talking about like strapping like a backpack on it and letting it like infect, and like it carries like a robot on its back, and then the robot controls the salmonella? Like a
little nano robot?
Yeah.
That, like, mind controls the salmonella?
But like then the salmonella can rebel, and then
we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Because then you got robotic.
So like Terminator fucking salmonella.
Yeah.
Totally.
That'd be some scary.
That's a thing.
It's a real thing. It's happening now.
Yeah. It makes you attracted to the smell of cat urine.
which is just like an actual thing that like cats will just infect you with.
Have you guys heard about that virus thing? It's not plasmosis, right? Toxoplasmosis.
No, it's seasons.
This is a seasoning.
This is totally
also
about seasons. Get ready. So if you get infected with toxoplasmosis, you get really into the smell of cat urine. Like when it gets into rats, the rats will like sexually go after cat urine and like put themselves in the way of cats and usually get eaten by them because the preferred host is a cat. The toxoplasmosis wants to get into a cat. But it goes through whoever and takes over their minds a little bit. So, like, crazy cat ladies and stuff.
Right.
Totally infected, man.
For sure. But almost half of us are probably infected with it.
Yeah.
So that's called the hooba stank.
That's so much wasted pussy.
I think you just wanted to say hooba stank. I kind of did.
Hooba stank.
I was hoping to make it
you guys,
in there.
You guys remember? You guys remember?
Some stank on your hang down.
That sounds like a job for dude wipes. Wipe your dude. Dude wipes. Wipe your dude. It's just one of those days.
Wipe your dude.
You don't want to wake up.
This song's called
the new hit single.
Wipe your dude by Skrilly Nelson.
By Skrilly Nelson.
Skrilly Nelson covers Limp Bizkit song.
Oh my god.
Skrillex in his new song, Wipe Your Dude.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
Oh man.
Just one of those days.
All right. I don't know why I decided to spin the ESL wheel again. We don't have to ESL again.
No.
I want to.
Wipe Your Dude is actually a parody of On the Road Again.
Wipe Your Dude again.
I'm just happy that that was teamwork, you guys. That was people coming together.
Nice.
I love it. I want to disregard the Wheel of Wheels and do some news, right?
Yeah, now's the part where we shit all over everyone. My favorite part of the show.
Oh, there's a bunch of people in line for the iPhone X, the iPhone X, I'm sorry.
It's like $1,000?
Yeah. People who love being constantly disappointed, man, in their life. Like, I'm sure they're just disappointed at every single...
These are the same people that don't have jobs, but they've got
point of their life.
Fucking iPhone X.
A large amount of the people in the line, that's their job. They were hired to wait in line for a customer.
Oh,
to
yeah, that's
the
a
phone.
Fucking thing.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Some of them have, like, these little tents.
Yeah.
And the tent has a screen-printed logo for the company that's, like, Professional Line Sitters Incorporated.
Oh, my God.
Not only that, but there's people that are full-on Apple enthusiasts. Apple t-shirt and shit. Got interviewed in line. They're like, so you're picking up one, right? Or are you reselling it? Fuck no, I'm reselling that shit. It's going on eBay as soon as I get it. Because it's not done yet anyway. You're going to get it, and like half the software is going to be still in beta.
Get it when it first comes out.
No. Right. Yeah. If phones were cars, your car wouldn't like get on the freeway for the first 6 months you owned it. It just would.
My car barely does that now.
Right. No, yeah, you're just going to see people.
We've all seen Waz's car. We're lucky it doesn't.
Yeah, it still barely rolls onto there.
You're just going to see people bitching about the iPhone X on Facebook for like 6 months, and they'll be like, oh, what is this? This fucking OS sucks. Like, phone freezes up. This happens every fucking time, man.
Yeah.
These people. I'm like, why do you fucking wait in line?
Pictures of my mom naked. What the fuck?
She's got a bigger dick than I do. What the hell?
So, like, the Google Pixel that has a chip in it that doesn't even work yet. Speaking of, like, phones with features, like, there's a whole chip inside that is supposed to make, HDR video with better color happen faster.
And it doesn't do that.
It doesn't do anything yet right now. It's totally disabled.
Is it a black phone?
One of phones
totally processes color way better.
Racist phone.
At least the phone's got a big dick.
They got it.
Yeah, Google's in no hurry to make black people look better. Damn it, Google. That's...
How much do people get paid for waiting in line to get an Apple phone?
That is a great question.
Morgan Freeman just dropped off the film.
No, we just totally have to rethink our Apple sponsorship and to keep Morgan Freeman on. That's the problem. He was... No, it's the Google Pixel that he's against. As long as we don't have any Google Pixels on it.
We should go down there and film our wildlife documentary of people waiting in line to get their fucking phone.
I know, right?
You're like, man.
You sneak up on them, catch them in their natural habitat.
Hell yeah.
Fighting over it and shit. Fucking legit fights break out over fucking Skrilly Nelson's new album.
Yeah, no one talks Skrilly about
Nelson!
No one talks about the real story.
Only a real Skrilly Nelson like I do.
Lines across the state waiting for Skrilly's new album to drop.
Only available at Walmart.
Oh fuck, that's like Armageddon, man.
We're like, all talking about like buying a physical album. That's so dated.
It was like that one time that
I still buy CDs. Like, I'm still that asshole that still does it.
Remember that AC/DC had an exclusive album just for Walmart shoppers.
Oh yeah.
And it was one of the worst AC/DC albums.
I think I would have what the fuck was it? The fucking the fuck's that? Never mind. Fuck.
Yeah,
you
way
guys
go, fuck job, off. Dude. Like lost a thought.
This
fuck.
Is totally an old man show now, talking about physical media distribution.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Disgusted. All our viewers under 20 have just like clicked off. We lost all of them.
What
talking about?
What
is the CD
thing? They had
us at
Skrillex.
What the? What the floppy disk?
Yeah, they had us at Skrillex, and then
right.
They had us at Skrillex. We thought they were cool.
Skrillex Nelson. I've never heard of him.
Skrillex and Morgan Freeman.
No, here's what we get back.
Stormin' Freeman.
We release it on mini disc. Stormin' Freeman.
Mini disc, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, it's got to be on an obscure.
Skrillex Willie Nelson covers.
To get those hip youngins, it's got to be released on an obscure media format that you can't find a player for.
Right.
So we get them to line up to buy the album, but they buy it on mini disc.
Can we just have
no one can fucking find
can we just
a mini disc player.
The string with two cups, just like you can hear that and have some guy screaming it the whole time.
No, that's too accessible because what we got to do is buy all the mini disc players and sell those on eBay totally jacked up to play all the Skrilly Nelson mini discs.
Record it on Walkman and 8-track back to back, and then,
totally.
And
just corner the market on the players.
Yeah,
so, buy the patent. Because like Sony's not using it anymore.
Yeah. I like where you're going, man.
Yeah.
Don't
know.
They sell them at Walmart for like $1.50.
What
little Walkmans and shit?
Yeah. Those aren't the good sounding ones, though. If you want to hear it and it's the true tape feel, you know what I mean? You want that true tape flavor.
That tape, like.
The warmth. It's not warm when you use those ones.
The snapping of the tape was amazing.
It's got to be warm.
Nothing like an 8-track where it was in the middle of the song and went. And clicked over
and
went to the next one.
Yeah.
I'm saying but I don't know what it was like to listen to an 8-track at all.
Like,
that sounds shitty. I'm sorry about that.
But it was cool at the time.
The middle of Stairway to Heaven just fucking clicks out halfway.
Oh my god, how old is that one guy in there?
It was my parents' 8-track, okay, guys?
Yeah, they loved it.
So
they also Skrillex, played Skrillex Nelson.
Album was on so
you guys, supposedly there's supposed to be a Antifa apocalypse tomorrow.
Oh, another apocalypse.
Oh,
but only Fox News is reporting it.
Yeah.
Gotta love Fox News.
They're the only ones.
Everything is real on Fox News.
Well,
they got
the
scoop.
You know, you get into an echo chamber, and we keep hearing about how, like, okay, how do people get in these really misinformed, like, these extreme right-wing bubbles? How are they getting only that kind of news? And then I read about, okay, some news outlets like Google News are trying to balance it out and try to feed you, like, an equal amount from news sources known to be biased one side or the other. And then I notice all of a sudden there's a bunch of Fox News in my news feed now, and I keep scrolling things through, like, oh, why is there wacky news in my news feed now? I figured out the, like, common thread.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
so...
When, like, all the other news... Like, there's 8 news papers on whatever giving the story one way, and then all of a sudden it's just, like, an Antifa apocalypse. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just all of a sudden apocalypse is in my news
feed.
Yeah,
like...
That's not sensationalist.
Yeah. That's like the fourth
Can we come
one
up with a more
months,
extreme
man.
Word than that?
Yeah, yeah, apocalypse.
Our fourth apocalypse this year or whatever.
Like, if you're going to talk about apocalypse, it's not going to be some kids with masks who like to hold wooden sticks with nails in them.
It's going
to
be the Antifa extermination.
Yeah.
Antifa's going to rally people into boxcars.
Yeah, I mean, I get excited
Antifa
about apocalypse.
Extermination was the name of a punk band.
Also covered by Skrillex Nelson.
That's awesome. Antifa Extermination Patrol.
Hate core.
Okay, so that's my thought on that.
And this is a sober.
Maybe you.
Wasn't talking about you.
I've only had a couple nips. We were talking about more with this new stuff earlier, pre-show.
Oh yeah, the cheeseburger. Dilemma.
Yes. Yeah, that was. Oh God. Okay.
The cheeseburger. No, it's not. It's not a cheeseburger dilemma.
So
it's actually a dilemma about the cheeseburger
emoji.
Emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
The segue
like,
on this from Fox News is the fact that there was something everyone else was reporting on that they didn't want to report on.
Yeah. So like
they reported
Monday,
on the emoji cheeseburger before that.
Yeah.
Even.
Monday when they were when all the other news stations are covering the major indictments that came down, Fox is covering the cheeseburger emoji story. Which is very, it's very pressing news. I mean, people want it, I mean, like...
You have to know.
Yo, who here puts cheese on the bottom of their burger?
Yeah, from that suspense, that's the thing, if you're not already aware.
Right.
Google, their new emoji for the cheeseburger, the cheese is on the bottom, next to the bread.
It's under the meat, right?
Under the meat.
Like, who does that?
I see your shocked faces over there.
Somebody who doesn't know how to freaking cook.
Cheese under the meat. What is that? Cheese under the meat. By Skrillex Nelson doing the soundtrack.
A porn called Cheese Under the Meat.
I love it. That's the real story.
That was worth Cheese repeating, even though
meat.
That didn't go
Why
into the mic.
Do it again?
I'm like Mike Patrol. I'm going to just repeat everything funny
like
said, not
cheese
into a mic.
Yep.
But yeah, so we were talking about it, and we were talking about how we might not want to use Google products anymore. And we might just boycott them entirely.
Yeah.
Because.
It's
fucking, not
it's
just
a
an emoji,
outrage.
It's the cheeseburger!
Dude.
When have you ever eaten a cheeseburger with the
when
cheese
When have
the
you
bottom?
Ever seen someone put cheese under the fucking meat?
I've seen this dude eat a fucking hamburger between two fucking pancakes.
No,
shit.
chocolate chip pancakes.
That's delicious.
Yeah, this was a move. I recommend
like a brilliant
it.
Idea,
don't
guys.
Give me yeah. where you put the fucking cheese.
Hey, but listen... I mean, if you're gonna put cheese, if you're gonna put cheese on that hamburger,
yeah.
your pancake burger, would you put it under the meat? Fucking
the
no.
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 No one does that.
I may
no.
have replaced the buns with chocolate chip pancakes, but I put the cheese on top of the meat.
That's, right. That's like, exactly a real,
the porn.
Like a real,
right there.
Like a real goddamn American. All right,
the buns,
this man,
like a real American eating a German food.
Right? This man is a goddamn patriot.
This hamburger.
This man is a patriot.
This hamburger.
This hamburger
is so meaty in my mouth.
Oh shit!
Cheese on the bottom, yeah.
Put cheese under the meat.
Between the buns.
Between the buns. Tomato in my face, yeah.
We should do the rest of the show in that voice.
Secret sauce.
No, real talk though. It might be better that way. Google, we were talking about how they might have used their AI to find a better burger, but they didn't want to shock the world. So they just kind of sneak that knowledge drop in on their emoji, like, hey, you guys, the cheese on the bottom, it's way better. The cheese is going to touch your tongue first on the bottom. That's right? The genius.
Pretty brilliant.
Logically,
yeah.
The cheese would be on the bottom of the burger.
That's the sound.
The AI says.
Yeah, that's the sound of their AI.
It's calculated.
You want the cheese to touch the tongue first.
The cheese to touch your tongue first, and the meat to slide in second.
Right down your gullet.
Right down your sweet, sweet virgin gullet.
Oh, how I envy your human throat.
Less gagging. Right?
You can hear like real soft music in the background when he's talking with like birds chirping.
I don't know why I would picture someone screaming at you, but it would be like soft music, but with someone screaming.
But with some German. You know?
The AI just gets this creepiest fixation.
It'd almost go more like Arnold yelling at you the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, stop being a pussy!
Like the whole time.
Stop being a pussy!
You know? Do it! Do it now!
Put the cheese in the burger!
Eat it through the buns!
Through the buns!
But like sweet, like... birds tweeting and shit in the background.
People are watching the feed right now and just being like, why does Waz look scared suddenly? What's going on?
You know, you just see them all.
It's like, you're nowhere near the microphone just like yelling Arnold Schwarzenegger sounds. I'm just looking scared.
Between the buns!
Like, oh,
the
God!
Do it!
Yeah, do it!
Do
you guys,
it now!
Call the cops!
He's
call,
not a pharynx.
Call the cops! You guys, call Metro. It's out of control.
My name is John.
Just call Metro. Just tell them they know what to do.
Under the beef.
He's under the beef and the bun.
Tell them to go for the Austrian.
Oh, man.
Shoot the Austrians.
Get to the chopper. My Austrian sausage is bigger than the cheese on the bun. On the patty.
Whoa. And that's the story of my favorite porno.
With a Skrilly Nelson song in the background.
Okay, you guys. Let's... McDonald's. Let's McDonald's. Real talk. Their chicken is now going to be euthanized.
Whoa.
Before it's put into a nugget.
It's like Dr. Kevorkian.
What?
Yeah. So McDonald's, they're going to stop chopping up the chickens while they're still awake and pucking. Pecking around and playing hockey.
First,
what?
Are they gonna wait for it to die first?
They're gonna use gas and put the chickens to sleep.
If you wait for it to keel over and then just have a fucking runner like sprint.
No one wants like old chickens.
It won't be old, but you throw it on ice. You're like, he's dead. Go.
Gets the disease ones though. You don't want the disease ones.
I'm all about them Holocaust chickens.
They're special flavor
Holocaust.
There's special flavoring chickens.
It's going to affect the flavor. Because the thing is, if there's a moment of panic before the chicken dies, there's a release of cortisol. And cortisol flavors the meat. So get ready. Yeah. It's going to be that cruelty-free flavor.
I wonder if prices are going to increase for chicken nuggets now that they're like they added this extra step. I mean,
now
that
free.
That gas ain't free. Yeah. Like, it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap to mass murder chickens.
They just
taste like cortisol.
They just take the tailpipe of the delivery truck and hook it to the coop.
Hold on, it's not a big deal. Back up. Come back. Come on over here.
It's not too hard. And I mean, how much more labor was it to just push broom a bunch of chickens into a hole in the ground compared to like some crazy knife contraption and like going in there with a reaper sickle? This is why we don't have any female listeners.
Yeah. I mean now that
I'm talking about reapering all their little heads off.
The one crazy broad at home was like, I do that every night to my children.
McDonald's.
But I mean now chicken. It's like what's more humane? Like going all
I know I would choose the gas.
They're still dying. They're still killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not up to much.
Cruel flea.
Just fucking.
Yeah, they're not doing that in the much important business.
Flavor. What if like the chicken's getting it on? Like,
it's not.
Fucks them. Like.
Oh man, that'd be. I mean, like, would that be the way to go, or is that like the worst thing that can
like
happen to you at that moment?
Will it be like a special release chicken, like the special fucking man chowder chicken? Like, how would that be? Like, he's like, you know? And,
do they do it that way? I thought they just jizzed on the eggs.
No. No, they
haven't.
Really?
They got it, like...
You know, the fucking put the gas on, he's like, hold on, I got...
you know?
Right? That one's got
as
extra
he pops,
flavor.
They pop and he's like,
yo, oh. Extra flavor chicken. That's just
chicken. Guys,
that's a new you brand.
Chicken's on free flavor.
I think chickens Seasons. Are all female.
Chicken
so,
jizz.
Yeah,
it's just a dominance move. There's
so
no jizz.
Scissor
it's,
chickens? Yeah. They're going to be scissoring
it's
chickens?
Just a female chicken asserting authority over another female chicken. And you can gas those. That's okay. Feminists
they
are into that.
Scissor the whole time.
Don't. Yeah.
Scissor chicken.
Yeah, we're breaking into a whole new demographic here, boys.
It's total equal opportunity for the...
Totally.
Seasons.
I love it.
So we finally had a drone hit an airplane in Canada, of course. But
it,
like,
fucking
can, it didn't
man.
Take the airplane out. It's not really a big deal. I mean, the drone was probably dust, but it made people angry.
Wait, it made Canadians angry?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big
actual
fucking deal,
Canadian
dude.
Anger, though. That's the amazing part. That's
Whoa.
Where the story is.
Man.
Sorry every time they
come. Sorry, my drone.
Sorry. Sorry.
Wait, I'm so sorry, guys.
But yeah, actual.
Angry
yeah.
Hockey. That's the time
or when they run a plane into a drone, apparently.
And I
take off, you hoser.
I hope that the drone didn't crash the plane. That would be
no. The plane was fine.
That would be really terrible for the
minor damage to the
plane.
But
like, who was the fucking engineer?
Since no one was a Droney McGee with this.
Droney McGee.
That's the name of the drone pilot for sure. Look it up.
Yeah. And that was his father.
Yeah, it's Johnny McJonas' son.
Skirly Nelson.
Okay. He also flies planes into drones.
Yep.
Australia's broadband network is getting totally, totally eaten by cockatiels. It's the cutest lack of service problem. It makes that sound. Oh, can we do that on the mic? One of the dogs is making the cutest sound. I hope it's not dying.
Yeah, it sounds like it's dying.
It's I
like,
hope it's not dying. You sound awfully cute when you're dying.
Yeah, turn that up. Because like rats do, if you have pet rats, when they make squeaking sounds, it's really adorable, but it totally means they have like a gummy infection in their face pipes.
Sweet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's not.
Is that rat chowder?
No, that's yeah. how. That's where rat chowder comes from.
The gummy stuff is rat chowder.
I harvest it from them daily.
From getting rat head. That's how it works.
Do you guys want some rat milk? I just melt some.
Fresh.
Cruelty
so,
free.
So Australia's
so rat milk.
Broadband got eaten by cockatiels.
It's never endingly being eaten by cockatiels. Australia has a cockatiel eating broadband problem.
I mean, everyone who lives there just got to get the fuck out, man.
Right? The animals
like,
fuck with you
yo.
No matter what.
They should, the tagline for that, like, on paper should just be, like, cockaband.
I mean, so many.
Cockaband.
Yeah, move out of Australia. Sponsored by
the
cold
animals,
cock whiskey.
The animals that don't kill you, sponsored by cold cock whiskey. Are animals that are going to destroy your internet and eat your internet. And sometimes they look cute. But they're still gonna, they painted all the broadband wires like neon pink. So these are like super 80s cockatiels, just like everyone thought. Right. Like it's all cockatiels in neon pink in the future,
see,
just like the
80s
projected.
I think everyone's missing. I think everyone's missing the real story is that these cockatiels are all Russian spies and they're hacking into the broadband. And stealing everyone's identity. That's the real story, man, that no one's fucking talking about.
Clumsiest, cutest hacking ever.
Yeah.
Their
it's
little
real,
badges.
Though. It's real. Prove me wrong.
I just pictured a cockatiel with a gunslinger gait. He walks, one wing swings, but the other wing stays right by his hip where his gun is.
Hell yeah.
That's
quick draw.
That's how you know the Russian ones.
Yeah.
Gunslinger gait. All right. So, that part. Yeah. It's totally Wheel for Wheels.
Damn it.
Wheel of Wheels for Wheels.
Yeah, are we going to sell some of our great products?
Whatever it lands on, I'm doing marketing game. It did land on Meditation, though.
Oh, that's also a good one.
But do we have a product? That's what's going
to
determine.
Yeah, what about that one? The plants that talk back to you.
Oh, plants that talk?
Yeah.
Is that simple enough? That sounds simple enough.
Like,
you guys.
Right? So, like, you know
how...
In
a world where you need plants to talk back to you.
Yeah, you know how they tell you to talk to your plants so to help them grow. These plants talk back to you, only this time They insult you and they tell you what's really going on in your life so you can become a better person.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Totally.
I'm trying to sleep.
So, you know what they'd say? They're just like, breathe on me more. It's so creepy.
Sleepy Willow.
Oh, Sleepy Willow. Mm-hmm.
No, I Why just imagine like a plant just like hanging out and is like, look at this lazy motherfucker playing video games again. Yo, why don't you get up and do something? I'm thirsty.
Give me some food, bitch.
Come over here and breathe on me.
Right?
Damn, I'm tired of seeing you masturbate every night to the same porn.
You're not even watering me.
Get creative for once, man.
Right.
Put some variety in there.
Yeah. You need a little adventure in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, great. He's home again.
He's gonna jizz in my pot. Oh no!
Man, that would be the creepiest result of genetic engineering, though, really. Because what would the plant be thinking besides, like,
nutrients?
Come over here and breathe on me.
Free flavor.
No, they're intelligent plants, man. They're gonna, and they're, while you're away from home, they're using your computer and your internet to look at different porn, so you get like Brazilian fart porn.
No, the plants are getting on your internet when you're not there and totally emailing Russia.
Hell yeah. Selling your personal information. See, that's the thing.
It's like a botnet.
Everyone thinks like Google just collects your data. They can't do that. That's like fucking magic, right? So they have all these plants. They're like, while you're gone, they hack into your shit. And then they email all the data to Google. That's how it really happens, man. Talking plants.
Yeah.
But the plants lie to you and like comfort you and make you think it's not happening. So you're
I see all their leaf marks on the keyboard.
Yeah, man. It's no one wants to cover the real stories, man. I don't know what the deal is with these fucking so-called journalists.
They don't have plants is the problem.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. It's fucking keeping me up at night, man.
I think we need to close this out with some meditating. Do you guys know how to meditate? Have you meditated?
Meditate?
Yeah. Have you ever seen those YouTube meditation videos where you're like guided through YouTube? Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start off. We're going to try to.
Meditate to metal?
Yeah. Oh, no, we're just going to meditate to ocean waves, but, you know, you want to.
We're going to take you on a relaxing journey.
Yeah, you want to kind of get people to relax first, you know, just.
Yeah.
Just lay back, relax, take some slow breaths, and then once you're comfortable, I want you to really concentrate on shaving your dog.
Yeah.
You know, just shave your dog, and then I want you to use that dog hair to make a beard. Right? You're gonna glue dog hair beard on your face, and then you're gonna go rob a bank. It's gonna be super relaxing.
Nothing's more relaxing than stroking your beard, your dog beard.
Yeah, stroke your dog beard while you go rob a bank.
Pet your bald dog.
You'll stroke your dog beard and then rob the bank, and then I want you to take that money.
Nothing's more relaxing than robbing a bank.
It's true.
You just find the coolest, most shady tree in the bank lot, and you go into that bank and you relaxingly pull the door open and you calmly and soothingly slide the gun out of your right pocket and wave it around frantically with a lot of peace and relaxation, and calmly while screaming, you get the money and you send us the money.
You should also
get that fucking money.
You should also, you know, what's really relaxing is taking a piss on a security guard. Do that before you leave. At gunpoint. It's really relaxing.
It's so right? Peaceful.
With a dog beard. Dog hair.
And then you calmly put a pistol to a woman's mouth and say, you speak another word, and you blow your brains out.
Be peaceful about it.
Yeah. And then if he does what you say, you shoot him anyway. Right. You just, you know, what's more relaxing than being dead?
Just do it while rubbing your cheek. It's okay.
That's it.
The new track by Skrilly Nelson.
Okay. So we're gonna go for a subscriber goal, and you click that subscribe button for each person that you wave the gun at, and for each dollar you steal from a bank, you click that subscribe button sequentially for each of those. Make sure to send it to the address below. We take that and we donate it to Bud Light Platinum, because we're sponsoring them for each time that we give them a certain portion of sponsorship money, they reward us with some of their product.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
Yeah. Excellent. So it's raining now.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
You're totally relaxed still, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally relaxed.
We just give up on relaxing people at some point. We got the money. It's in the mail.
Yeah.
Click that subscribe button.
That's what's important. Who cares if you're fucking relaxed?
There's no subscribe button anywhere near where this is being broadcast at all.
Yeah. Sorry. They can pretend.
Click some subscribe button near else.
They can still mail us money. That's all we care about. Who cares about fucking subscriptions and shit? You ain't getting nothing. Send us money, bitches.
Oh, hey, the BBC reported that psilocybin mushrooms help people with depression. Just like the oldest news I've seen pretend to be new news.
Wait a minute. You mean like it's possible that there's been a massive propaganda campaign against drugs forever and the DEA is like a fucking government jobs program?
Yeah, thanks, BBC.
Yeah.
Real new
fucking man.
Info there.
Yeah, and like fucking MDMA helps people with post-traumatic stress disorder. Like fucking great therapy. All kinds of shit, man. But it's terrible for you. You should never do it. If you do it, just, you know, turn yourself in to your local police station. They'll appreciate it. And you won't go to rehab. You'll go to jail because you're a criminal.
I just want to bring up before we go, most importantly, that, and this is something I learned from you, it's that Jeff Sessions looks like a Keebler elf.
Yeah, that Keebler elf looking motherfucker, dude. He is like the king of weed-hating Keebler elves.
Yeah, that's our Keebler general.
This guy, right? Yeah, King Keebler.
Yeah,
the Keebler king.
He's a lot of that eel fudge.
He's probably been hella lying under oath, too. And I don't like my snack food goblins to lie under oath.
Right.
Snacking goblins.
Yeah.
The accusation that I would have any contact with the Russians is scurrilous and hateful. I only sell Keebler products.
He's a shill. He's a shill for the elves.
And weed sucks.
I don't think people should do weed, but I keep making stoner foods.
Elves hate weed.
All right, you guys have a happy, everyone. You know, thing. And bye!